Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Terry Adams' book, Enigma, excerpt from my diary, is her personal journey toward the acceptance of her true sexuality. The intention of her short biography is to provide an insight about a period in her life when she started to walk the path of transsexuality with no prior knowledge and experience in a society that is filled with taboos, intolerance, and discrimination. The discovery of her true self brought joy and idealistic expectations about the future of finally being who she is. When the path filled up with disappointments, hurts, and mockery, inner pain set in with a vengeance. To quiet the feelings, the emotions, she walked into the abyss of drugs, indiscriminate sex, and self-destruction. She started writing, by the way, at a young age, school journals. She studied at BMCC, completing her 2 years associate degree, also 2 courses on journalism at Hunter College. Terry Adams, author of the heartwarming memoir Enigma, excerpt from my diary, joins us from Manhattan on This Week in America. Terry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Pleasure to be speaking with you today.
It is such an important program and conversation.
I'm grateful that you took time out of your day to speak with me.
Well, I'm so delighted that you're here.
It's an honor.
Well, it's a privilege to have you with us and to share this very important message. I sort of did a very brief version of what the book is about. Tell me a little bit more about the book, what it's about, and how you came up with the title.
Well, to me, the book is it's basically a journal of my experiences from manhood to womanhood. And the title Enigma signifies to me, it's almost like somewhere in between something that's not concrete, something that creates confusion in people.
Yes.
And being transgender is almost like an enigma in our society, in the sense that some people will visualize you and see you as a man and yet as a woman, but cannot place you in a defined category. So it's like an enigma, you know.
Yes, and it's a perfect title for explaining the topic of the book, and it's so well done. The book is Enigma, as Terry said. Terry's book's available at Amazon, Reader's Magnet, all the usual places, and we'll have a list of those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the inspiration, the feeling almost, I guess, compelled from the beginning when you started this process to write this book, because it had to be painful to go back and go through some of those memories. What was the inspiration in sharing your story?
Well, my mother actually was one of the people who encouraged me the most. You know, I idolized my mother. She's an artist. She's a writer. And as she went through, you know, one of my diaries, she said this could be very helpful to a lot of people, not just the transgender community, but people who aren't transgender, who would, you know, to educate them, to
yes.
see the suffering that trans people go through, and to enlighten them as that we're not people to be gawked at and laughed at and made fun of, because in this world, this life we live in, it's difficult enough just being a man, a woman, gay, straight, but to add being transgender on top of it, it creates a whole barrage of feelings within oneself, as well as people dealing with transsexual people. So I felt that it would be very helpful to people.
You know, it's interesting, the gamut of feelings, emotions that you went through in this process. It's also well written out in Terry's book, Enigma, excerpt from my diary. Terry Adams, and Terry is T-E-R-R-I-E, if you're Googling, looking for that. Let's talk about once you make the decision to write the book. Any fears when you first started writing the book? It's one thing to think, someday I'm going to write this book, and then to sit down and actually begin the process. What was that like? Any fears in the beginning?
Rick, I have to tell you, I was so hesitant. And for one of the things, it's like an expose of the most, I delved into the darkest recesses of my life. You know, I could have excluded, some of the antics in there. I don't know what I'm allowed to say on the air, but I'll say it by saying, certain sexual proclivities that I may have had, my life induced with drugs and
yes.
behaviors that, could, cause people to gawk and feel awkward. And I felt awkward about sharing that because of my life today is so different. But I felt that without being completely honest and forthright about my life in this book, it wouldn't be telling the truth. It wouldn't be telling the whole story, and it wouldn't be telling of the suffering as well as the joy and the experiences that I've lived through.
Let's talk about.
I thought it could help a lot of people.
Well, and it will. And as you mentioned, not just those like yourselves that have gone through this, but watching other people go through that, giving us an understanding. It's a personal story that Terry so well tells in her book, Enigma, excerpt from my diary. What is it like, in broad terms, from the transition from one gender identity to another? And I mentioned at the beginning, you went from joy to hurt to mockery. You were all over in terms of those emotions that you went through. What is that like to go through that transition?
It's incredibly difficult because, transsexual people don't have role models. Maybe people who are outcasts, like, African American people may have role models, and gay people may have Harvey Milk and people like that. Transsexual women, as well as transsexual men, don't have too many role models out there. So you wind up becoming your own role model. And some of the decisions you make are not always the right ones. But the problem is that you don't really have any guidance.
Yes.
As, am I making the right decision? Am I doing the right thing? And then you have family members and society telling you you're making a big mistake. But in your heart of hearts, this is who you feel you are. And you always are told, to follow your heart. And that's what I did. So it was very difficult. It was very difficult, And at one point, I went back to live as a man, thinking I had made the wrong decision. Inevitably, I ended up going back to live as a woman again. And you see a piece of that in the diary.
It's not like you go to the library and find out, okay, what do I do now? Or you Google and find out, what do I do now? But there are people that will be looking to you now as one of those role models who has come out publicly to help other people. If somebody is contemplating, a reader or a listener of the program, making the transgender journey as you did, what do they need to do to understand the transition process?
Well, definitely purchase my book.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've got it. You've got it all there. You've got it all there.
On a serious note, I think therapy is key. When I was transitioning back in the mid '80s, early '90s, there weren't that many outlets or too many places to get therapy outside of a group that was started in. Like a little locker room in the LGBT center, a cold, isolated room.
Oh, yes.
There weren't too many places or too many outlets. Now we have meetings you can go to. We have therapy that is affordable for transgender people. There's more of an awakening, more of an awareness of the transgender community. When I was coming out, there were no such things as, transsexuals were referred to as drag queens and things like that, and were objectified, and we were all considered sexual objects, and that was basically it. So I would say for the people coming out now, before running in to tell your family, hey, guess what, I think I'm transsexual, you need to find a therapist to discuss this with.
Talk about the role of acceptance, a family member, a friend, a colleague. How important is that during the transition?
Rick, it's immensely important. The thing is, the irony is that some of the people who I thought were going to accept me didn't accept me at all, and the ones who I thought weren't going to accept me winded up accepting me.
Yes.
One person, and I am very fortunate to have this woman in my life. In a way, to me, she's like a pioneer for, she's a pioneer for parents of transsexuals. My mother has been immensely important in my life. Without my mother, despite all the trials and tribulations I went through, I don't think I would have made it to the age I am now, 51. A lot of my family had rejected me and wanted nothing to do with me, but my mother was always there for me. She may not have always agreed with my decisions. She may have had a lot of difficulty, but most of her difficulty stemmed from her fear of what the world was going to put me through. It wasn't so much that she had shame about me. She was afraid of what I was going to endure.
Yes.
Taking this path. And that's the only reason why she didn't want me to take this path.
Very protective, and I certainly can understand that. Wondering what you're going to go through and how you're going to handle it. Terry Adams, our guest on the program, that's T-E-R-R-I-E. Her book is Enigma, Excerpt from My Diary. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. I want to ask about, I don't know if there were any at the time, maybe now, a transgender icon. Were there any that you have, and when did that begin?
I mean, there were certain transgender icons. You kind of caught me off guard here. I'm trying to think. I forgot her name. She wrote a book, Second Serve. She was a tennis player.
I know who you mean, too.
There was a GI back in the 50s. I can't really...
So not that many. I think Renee Richards, is that the tennis
Renee
player?
Renee Richards.
Yes.
Look, you're doing better than I am here.
That
Renee Richards.
Well, there weren't that many.
She wrote Second Serve.
Yeah, that's sort of the point.
There was the... Can you get the GI name for me? Because
no, I'm one for two. I was hoping you wouldn't put me on the spot with
what?
That. That was, I did the one, but I can't get the second one. That may come to me as we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, but the problem is too. It's that I've actually saw some of the interviews. I went to the library and saw some of the interviews. And as much as, I want to see them as role models, they were kind of boxed into an area where the GI became like a performer.
Yes.
In
yes.
like, you know, it was very hard for them, in a sense. You know, some of my role models, for instance, some of my role models are, I mean, Renee Richards. Okay, that was her name, Renee Richards. I'm sorry. There's a role model that I had who was my therapist at one time, who was a counselor, and her name is Rosalind Blumenstein. She was transgender, and she counseled me. And she actually has a book out herself called Branded Tea, which is a good read. And I'm not here to publicize her or anything, but, you know, she was great. She was down to earth. She had suffered some of the circumstances that I had. But, you know, as you will find out in other journals that I am going to release, you know, I've experienced things that have made me kind of a role model to myself. You know, I've had guns put to my head.
Wow.
I've been raped. I've dealt with physical abuse by boyfriends. And drug abuse, where drugs were forced on me in certain circumstances. And those are coming up in future books that I'm releasing that, you know, and when I go through these journals and I read them, you know, it's almost like it's unbelievable. It'd be like you looking at a soap opera. Like, it's unbelievable that somebody could experience this in their life.
It has to be like an out-of-body experience.
My experiences are like almost like a role model for me because it gave me strength. And my mother is a role model for me.
Well, you'll be a role model for so many. And our guest on the program is Terry Adams. Her book is Enigma, excerpt from my diary. Rapidly running out of time, but I want to talk a little bit about what you hope the readers take away from reading the book, your story, your transgender journey. What do you hope people learn from the book?
Well, I hope they learn that, you know, it's not a piece of cake, first of all. And I hope that people can read this and see the differences between the acceptability back then from today, and that as bad as it was back then, it's still bad today, but it's better. So that someone can pick up Enigma, you know, an excerpt from my diary and read it, and, you know, before they read it, they might be like, God, you know, life is someone transgender, it's really hell for me, and this is terrible, and what I'm going through. And they can read this book, which comes with no conclusion, because as I said, there are going to be other books released that follow this, other diaries that I have. So there's no real conclusion to this. But the experiences that I have in here might actually uplift them. You know, I hate to say this, but when you hear somebody's life and, you know, I don't want somebody to feel better because my life may have been harder, but it may be more uplifting to know that there have been changes in the world that have improved the life of some transgender people. It's still not 100%. But they can read my book and say, wow, I thought I had it bad. Well, Terry, she really went through a hell of a lot worse. You know what I mean?
And it's interesting that over the decades, how things have changed. And I'm glad to hear that you think that we really are making some progress. I've a minute or so left in the end. I really want to ask, and you touched on this in the beginning, a book not just for people about to make the journey, but friends and family members. What advice do you have for people on how to deal with a loved one, a friend, maybe a colleague who wants to become a transgender? What advice do you have for them? Because as you talk about, acceptance is incredibly important to the person.
Well, you know, this book, like I said, is like it's not just for transsexuals.
Right.
It's for anyone who wants to read, anyone who's experiencing like drug addiction. I mean, that could help them in that area, even if you don't have people who are, you know, transsexual in your life. But for the people who have friends in their lives who are thinking of transitioning, it's just to have an open heart and an open mind and to be sincere with them, you know. To say, you know, I'm going to be here no matter what. I will be your friend. And to be a true friend is to see the person from within their soul and not from the outside. You know,
yes.
Breasts or no breasts, sexual orientation or not, that person that you met as a man or a female who plans to transition to the other gender is still the same person you met. I'm still that little boy who didn't know, you know, what I was vying for in my life, where I belonged, what was going to happen. I'm still, the soul is still the same person. So as long as you're there for them to accept them and realize that they're still the same individual in their heart, maybe not on the outside, but in the inside, then, you know, you're being a good friend to them. And be supportive and non-judgmental as much as possible.
Terry's book.
And that's it. That's all you can do.
And it's all spelled out in Terry's book, as she mentions, the first of several, and I hope we have the opportunity to talk about the other books that Terry is writing. Terry Adams, that's T-E-R-R-I-E, if you're going to Google looking for her book. The book is Enigma, Excerpt from My Diary. It's available at Amazon, all of the usual places, including Reader's Magnet. And you've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting your story out into the public to help people. What's that experience been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, I have to thank you, first of all, for this very insightful interview and for asking me very poignant questions. And I just have to say, Reader's Magnet has been a source of inspiration for me because they accepted what I was, you know, a lot of companies, you know, don't want to touch subjects like these, you know, and this is very, you know, I felt like a friend, you know, a friend accepting
yes.
me and accepting what I have to put out there, you know, because what I have here is a book that's very provocative and very evocative in the sense of it's going to, you know, invoke feelings in people.
Yes.
That aren't always, you know, accepting. But, you know, Reader's Magnet accepted me for me and accepted what I had to give them in this book, you know, with all the scandalous things that went on in this book and all the wonderful, you know, like opening up of a flower and the realizations I had. And the tumultuous things I went through. So I have to thank you and Reader's Magnet for accepting me for me.
Well, it's
and
been
accepting my book and promoting my book.
Well, thank you for saying that. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Look forward to doing it again. And your message in this book is a powerful one and will be followed up by others. The book is Enigma, Excerpt from My Diary. Terry Adams is the author and our guest on the program. Terry, once again, thank you so much. Good luck with the other books that you're working on. Hopefully we'll stay in touch and talk about those as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And yes, this book is great, but wait till you get a hand on the other ones. You will not want to put those down as well as this one.
I am looking for it. I have my hands full with Terry's books, and I'm looking forward to it. Enigma is the name of this one. Excerpt from My Diary. Terry Adams, the author and our guest. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.